It's Saturday, July the 28th, 2007. Although better known for his abortive attempt at a pop career, today Peebal has arrived at Harpy Studios to play Uksan in Heart of the Haniad.
Hello.
Hi.
You're here then?
I am here. I'm no longer having telephone sex with someone else's boyfriend.
That's nice. Are you ready to start recording, my dear?
Yes, I'm excited. This could be the new time lash.
Okay, so you're in
about two pages in. Not the first page.
I've seen three to start with.
Not on page two either. Here we go.
Peebal is having trouble locating his first line, which is on page 12.
Oh, are you in the... which scene are you in?
Sorry, producer here, are we off?
Oh, yes. Oh, you're on the mic, can't you? Yeah,
Uksan. That's me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are we going for Uksan, Yuksan?
I don't know, but I think that's him probably.
What have other people been saying? Because I'm the last to record this. What have other people been calling this character? I think it's important to get it right.
Uksan, I think. But you don't need to say your own name, do you?
Yes, I do.
When?
I am Yuksan Rani Yushol Toy Toy Malphias Gakarathon Gemini the 416th Beep. I have to say that.
Okay, let's check.
The perfect pronunciation of his character's name bodes well for later recording.
Do you want me to read any other parts?
No.
Okay, when you're ready.
There is now discussion on whom Peebal should base his character on. The director suggests Christopher Neame, but Peebal goes for Doctor Who companion actress Sarah Sutton.
Can't fill on me, really. This is your first line.
It's quite less plain and degrading. I think people expect that, won't they? Maybe I should pull it back 90%.
Sometimes it's good to see what people expect. It makes them happy.
Do you know, I'm kind of thinking Sarah Sutton.
He needs to take some photos of recording. Put the
greeting, space traveller. I see that your little vessel is stuck.
No, come on.
Oh, can I not be Sarah Sutton?
No,
I
you
think
can't.
You
no, I want you to do the full on. Look at all you've got.
I want to see your name on your hand.
Have I? Does it show? Okay. So we want greetings, space traveller.
Oh, it's like Pennant Roberts is in the building. Start laughing now. Not in the script, obviously. Greetings, space traveller. I see that your little vessel is stuck. So very, very sad. I really am very, very sorry.
The tone of the part has been nailed. But one particular line is about to become a problem.
Yeah,
I'm pitching it somewhere at Letitia Dean, I think.
Yeah, that's good.
Tow you out? Moi? I could aid your plight with great ease. Regrettably, I shall not, however. I am Uksrani Ushol Toy Toy Malphas. Hell, I knew the first time, any of the time, I can do it. The first time I'm recording, I just can't get it right. F***ing thing. Right, I think really. I don't know if that makes it more. Okay.
45 minutes later, and tempers are beginning to fray.
It's Malphias, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
Malphias. I could do this before, and you know I could do it before, because you didn't know that I had to say my name. And this is a gag stolen from the new series. Stolen! Raxacora Cephalophatorius, and all that. I am Yuksrani Ushol Toy Toy Malphias Gakarathon Gemini the 416th Beep. Yuksan for friends and acquaintances. I am passing through to the centre of the Haniad, and your pathetic little ship is in my way. It will be destroyed in 45 seconds when my superior four galaxy ploughs through it.
That was good.
The arch.
Finally, the line is in the can.
I found this one, I like it.
Good appreciation, director.
Here.
That's good.
I'm like Padbury and Maurice Barry, the rut.
But I'm not cancer.
I do indeed, Grexos. I do indeed. Fire at will!
The cat pissed off him with the other part.
That's in that scene.
Yes.
Scene 3.
Yeah, no, you're on scene 5.
Oh, you're not going to chop that bit?
Fine.
You arthritic Magaluthian slime skimmer! How could you miss them?
I'm
on page 16 by where you've got. I've changed my script. I didn't like that line.
Okay.
We did it.
Oh. Okay.
I'm on the revised version. I didn't like that.
There is confusion in the studio when it becomes apparent that Peabel has rewritten the entire script.
I haven't taken any of the gist, I've just made it nice. I've given it a polish, like RTD.
No, then I don't get to do this with other actors. I get slotted in later.
Yeah, well, you're temperamental and elusive. We can't trust you with other people.
I'm getting invited. Shall I do my line? Shall we go for that? No, look, I say it and then I'm interrupted, aren't I? It's another steal from the new series.
Okay.
Harriet Jones, finally we know who you are.
Okay.
Another stolen gag. Tell me about it!
Taking good humour on the main record, you're dead.
Tell me about the legends. I need to know about the... Oh! I feel queer! That's a change. It was, I think, I don't feel well or something.
I feel terrible.
I think queer's funnier. Because it plays in fact I'm a big old puff.
Oh, funny.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Funniest thing in this so far.
An hour later, and the very long journey towards the end of recording is almost complete.
Uksan. Uksan. With a U. I don't get to yell in torment. I don't get anything that exciting.
Okay.
I get killed by a tree.
Fair enough.
Sure.
Yeah.
Want to tell us a little bit about your experiences of recording this script?
It's been a career highlight. I think everyone's been really nice to work with, and I think it's been a brilliant script. I think it's going to be very successful and very popular.
Do you think it's fair to say you've been a crabby old bag throughout the recording?
I just don't think I'm being a demon, I'm not being mean. I think just because you want something to be perfect and you want something to be good doesn't make you a crabby old bag. Thank you.
Okay, you can go now.
I think I'm already gone.
Quite frankly.